Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday night showdown with Buffalo.
Okay, great to see everybody here. Sure appreciate you being here. Good practice day. Guys are locked in, been working hard, preparing for a very, very good Bills football team. We understand the challenges that we face. It really starts with the team. It starts with their three phases, their players, their coaches, then the environment, the elements, the noise that we're going to face. All those things will be big challenges for us, but we're excited about it, and we're looking forward to going up there and really playing our best football game of the season one play at a time. What questions you guys have?
John, reason for indoor was that the fields are frozen out there.
The fields are frozen. That's right.
John, the forecast right now is for, I think, like 17 degrees or so at kickoff on Sunday. To your mind, is there a big difference between that and high 20s, low 30s in terms of its effect on your guys or not really?
Well, there's a big difference as far as the temperature, because I'm out there and I can vouch for that. But as far as the game itself, no, you know, we got it as cold as we can in here right now, and it'll be colder in here tomorrow when I get all the water shut off in here so the pipes don't freeze. So we'll even be colder, so we'll have it cold. Love to be outside, but we just can't. The fields are too hard and they're too frozen. But we'll get the work in. We've had a lot of work in the cold. We've got a lot of work in the wind. And the elements are part of it, you know. And the other thing is going to be the footing on their field. We're thinking about that too. We want to make sure we've got good footing on that field. It's a turf field, and it'll be hard and kind of frozen. So we're trying to think about all that. But really, what we're thinking about is just executing our plays at the highest level we possibly can.
You've had your share of big road wins since you've been here. What are some of the other things aside from the weather that you emphasize going into those?
Well, just kind of what we're talking about in terms of operating and executing is the main thing. I mean, you've got to operate under duress. You know, it's the duress of the opponent. It's also the duress of the environment, and it's really the noise as much as anything, especially for the offense. But that's a two-way street. I mean, you know, we have it in our stadium. Our defense has to operate that way too. And, you know, both groups have to deal with communication with noise, you know. So being on the same page, but also being on the same page of the snap count, things like that, trying not to, you know, put ourselves in first and 15, those kind of things is very important.
Coach, what do you see in this group preparing different mentally comparing with the regular season?
I don't see it any different. I mean, we've been preparing at a really high level and maybe notched up a little bit. I mean, I think it's natural to kind of turn it up a notch, tighten it down a notch at the same time, and really get locked in for the task at hand every step along the way. But every step along the way, we're trying to do it to the highest level we possibly can anyway. So our guys have done a great job of that. They continue to do a great job of that. That's why they're in the position they're in right now, to have a chance to play a game like this.
John, you've been a part of so many big playoff games, and you know everything goes into it, whether it's on the field, off the field, the hype, the tightness, the intensity. When you're in those moments coaching, does that leave and it gets back to football, or is that constantly kind of in your mind of any big play, any big mistake, it's win or go home?
No, it really, you don't think that way during the game. You think about the game itself. I think one thing I've found is the margin for error in these games is tighter because you're playing really good teams. It's not so much that it's the opportunity to advance or the downside of not advancing. It's more the fact that you're playing, you know, one of the best teams in the National Football League. So you feel that way in those tight games. Like, every position is really going to make the difference, and you want to make the most of every play, every possession.
Turnovers are, you know, obviously a big deal, especially this time of year. Mm-hmm. I think they've had the fewest. You guys are like third. Why have you been so successful in that area, and how much of a point of emphasis has it been, particularly this time of year?
Well, it's a point of emphasis always, and it's a point of emphasis right now, big time, because, you know, for our offense, this defense takes the ball away a lot. We're going to try to take the ball away from them as much as we can, and try to get them as uncomfortable as we can, of course, but also on offense, understanding that's how they play. You know, they try to put you in position where they create turnovers. So, yeah, protecting the football is job one. You know, that was in our meeting today. It's pretty much in our meeting every week, but it was definitely in our meeting today. Might have been the number one point. Job one, number one, protect the football.
John, what impressed you most about Josh Allen? You've seen Josh Allen a few times over the years, but what impressed you about him the most?
Well, I mean, ultimate type competitor. You know, obviously, he's a fiery personality. We saw that his rookie year. I remember he came over on the sideline and him and Suggs or something. I don't know what happened. He got hit on the sideline or something. He came up swinging, man. And I respected that, you know. And I did tell him, I said, whoa, whoa, you know, calm down. And I saw him at the Masters like that next year, that spring, and had a chance to hang out with him. He was there with Sam Darnold and had a few laughs about that whole deal. But a lot of respect for him. Competitive guy.
John, I mean, you guys expect to be in this kind of round of playoffs every year. What have you kind of preached to the team, whether it's offseason, during the season, postseason? What have the team leaders expressed about just the importance of patience and kind of knowing that if you do everything right, you can kind of put yourself in a position to have a really special season?
Yeah. It's been a big point of emphasis for us, patience. In this sense, you can't win a game in one play. You can't win a game in one series or one drive or one quarter or even one half. You have to do it one play at a time for a whole game, and you've got to be patient and understand that there's going to be momentum swings, there's going to be good plays, they're going to make plays. It's how you respond and what you make of the next opportunity, really. And understanding that, so you don't lose yourself in the emotion, the momentum of the game, is really important, and that's been a big emphasis. And I believe our guys have done a really good job of that and are very much aware of that right now.
John, do you ask a veteran like Kyle Van Noy, who's been through a lot of these battles, has been through Super Bowls, I know you have a couple, Justin Tucker has as well, but do you lean on him to talk to younger players at all at this time?
Sure, he does a great job of that, Tuck. Our veteran guys who've been in these games, they do a good job of that, sure. I appreciate that. And our guys ask them.
What do you think has made Rashad Bateman such a reliable red zone presence offense this season?
Well, I think he runs great routes, you know, and it's tight area. Things happen fast in the red zone. And a good route runner is a big deal. I mean, people assume it's just size and, you know, 50-50 and go get a ball type thing. But I think route running – and that value of route running in the red zone really goes up.
All right.
Great. Thanks. Okay. Yeah.